Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Shanae Green Dowdell, and we are about to go live. It's the first time that I've been alive on Blog Talk Radio in about 6 years, so this is all new to me. I had a set of headphones hooked into my computer and sitting here looking in at the screen going, what is going on? Why is it not saying that I'm on air? Why can't I go live? But come to find out, I had to dial in. Okay, y'all, I'm going to get it together sooner or later. But I wanted to just jump on here and just like the caption said, catch up, do some random talking. I have been doing a lot of things over the last 6 years. I think when we last caught up, I had done at least one or two stage plays, and I actually altogether have done about 3 stage plays. We have Secrets of a Kept Woman, Make a Soulful Noise, and I've done direction for the Black Nativity, which was at the Liberty Theater in Columbus, Georgia. So I've really enjoyed those productions, and I look forward to getting back into the studio soon. But over the past couple of years, what I've really been focused on is writing and publishing. I have written quite a few books over this time and published quite a few authors. I am right now in the process of writing a story called Safe Place. I've been working on part one today. It's a book that released last year in February, but I've been reworking part one so that I can get my mind wrapped around finishing part two. And it's something about writing a story. As for me, I think that I've gotten it to the point that I'm putting out my stories a little too fast, because when I go back and reread them months later, I'm like, oh my God, I should have took more time on that. And I kind of think back to some of the first days when I started to write and how long it took me to write my first book. I mean, it took me a year, and that was like daily laboring over my first book. And I still, you know, years later saw things in there where I had grown in my writing that I could change and update. But I think that when I try to put out a book in like maybe a month or two, I'm starting to see that just some of the is taken out of the story. So I'm slowing down a little bit this year because we're already heading into the third month and I don't have the first book ready. Well, I do have one book that I have co-written with Diamond Mahan. We started on that book last December. It's actually something that had been on my computer. The first 15K had been on my computer for a couple of years. And so I asked Diamond, I said, would you mind co-writing this story with me? And she was like, yeah, let's make it do what it do. That's what we did. And we jumped into the story. It's an urban story called A Hitter With That Dope Love. And it's about a guy who really has a very charming personality. He's into the street life, but he's ready to come out of it because so much bad has happened to him while he's been in the streets. His name is Blo, and he meets this girl named Nyla, and they fall for each other kind of immediately, even though she's playing hard to get. And they have this whirlwind first year together, vacations, making love, just enjoying their time together. Everything is peachy. And then one day he gets a visit from his ex, the girl who he left behind when he faked his death. And things get a little rocky from there because she has done a lot of things to protect him or protect his name in the streets and just kind of done a lot of retaliation type of things for the people who she thought who killed him. And so she's really, really bent on the way that he left her and making her think that they had done something to him. So it's a problem. It is a problem from day one. Her name is Scylla. Scylla is not playing with Blo. She's upset about the way that he left her. And so it's really a drama from that point, and come to find out she's not the only one who has a problem. So this story is really, really explosive. It has a lot of twists and turns, and then in the end, it's written in a way that it is a standalone story. So it's not one of those stories that in the end you'll go, well, is this gonna have keep me hanging for the next couple of months? No, it won't keep you hanging. It's gonna be a standalone. But what we want to know is if the way we ended it, will the readers want more? I'm gonna be looking forward to hearing back from the readers on this story. It's not a BWWM or what multicultural love story as a lot of the stories that I've been writing recently are. This is a urban drama / urban romance. I mean, it's gritty. But what I like about it is that it is a page turner, and it's one of those things that you don't know what's going to be happening next. And so look out for that. That should be coming soon, very soon, sooner than you think. It's been through a round of edits, some rewrites, and it's back in the publisher's hands. This will be published through Urban Chapters, so be on the lookout. Look out for that. And then other than that, just Safe Place. Safe Place is part two to, again, like I said, I'm working on Safe Place, parts one and two. And I'm thinking about re-releasing this book as a combination, like taking down Safe Place off of Amazon, the one that's on there that has Safe Place 1, just pulling it off of Amazon. I'm re-releasing Safe Place 1 and 2 as one book, as a part 1 and 2 inside of one book. That way, the readers who already had purchased Safe Place 1, if they want to reread the story that's been reworked, because I am reworking it, it's going to be the same storyline, so no issue if you don't want to reread it. But I think that I'm making it better as far as some of the word choices and just some places that it seems drawn out and some kind of awkward words and phrases that I put in. Look, I'm a little awkward myself. So some of my phrases may be awkward to some people. And one reason may be because I'm in the Deep South and you may be on, you know, in a different part of the world. And when you read my phrases or my syntax, may think, oh my God, this, what the hell is she talking about? But to me, it makes perfect sense. So what I'm trying to do right now when I read the story, and I'm trying to make it be a more of a universal content. So if I come across a word that or a phrase that I put in there, that's just something that may be unique to me or people that I know, I'll take that out and change it. But then some of it, I'm just being a little bit too wordy, so I'm fixing those areas too. So when you reread Safe Place, or when you read Safe Place 2, you will have Safe Place 1 in the beginning. At least that's what I'm thinking right now, that I'll re-release both in one book, take the other part 1 down, and then just make it be one book that has part 1 and part 2 for Safe Place. All right, that was a word salad. I hope you guys following me, and you will follow me if you've been reading my stories, my BWWM series. Safe Place is part 2 to Dangerous Buns in the Dangerous Buns series. Dangerous Buns, I got the idea to write that story. One day I was driving to Lafayette to hang out with Teresa Hodge, she's another writer who used to be a part of my team, and I was going down to visit Teresa, and when I got midway, I passed this little gas station, or I saw this little gas station coming up. I said, oh my God, I need to get my charger, go in there and get a charger, because I left my charger at home. My phone was about to die and I needed directions, da-da-da. So I went there and got a charger. And when I walked in, it was like, you ever just feel like you walking into like a scene of a movie, or maybe it, like you stepped into a time warp, and now it's no longer 2019, or but it's like maybe 1920. That's how I felt when I walked into that store. I was like, the way the white guys who were huddled up in the back just turned and looked at me like they hadn't seen a black person walk in that store in XX amount of years. And I was like, oh, my God, let me get my ass out of here. And so when I got to the car, I plugged up my phone, and I got on up the street. But before I left, I took some pictures of the building. And I said, this right here I think is some good motivation for a story. So I thought about, you know, since I write romance, that I don't write, you know, mysteries, dramas. Well, I write drama, but I don't write mysteries and things that don't have to do with two people trying to get together and have a happily ever after. So I write romance. I said, well, what can I write that has to do with this story? I mean, this scene that I'm looking at. So I said, okay, boom. I'm going to write a story about a girl who walks into this store in this type of scene. And boom, she runs into a white guy and they have this instant attraction, but he can't, you know, let it be known because he deals with people like those guys that I just saw in there who I, in my mind, imagine were a part of a white supremacy group who wanted to eradicate black people from the world. So their Dangerous Bonds was born. And it's, you know, it's fiction, but with some of the things that we're dealing with today, with the rise of white supremacy and that we're seeing, or at least the prevalence that we're seeing, I think the story is relevant, which is another reason why I'm trying to write this story and perfect it in a way that it reflects what is actually happening, but also is fiction. So, like I saw one review that a woman said, this is like what she said, something like if she could watch a cartoon that would be more realistic than book one. I was like, okay. One thing about it is I don't write stories that's gonna. I'm gonna try to advance to the point where I'll like those type of stories, or you know, where everything is so real and so harsh and so brutal. And the truth is, it's a fine line that I thread, because sometimes I try to write stories that my readers will like, right? And I'll sugarcoat some things, and then sometimes I'm being too real. And so I get reviews about that. Why you have to put the word nigga in? Why you have to do this? Why you have to do that? I'm like, I don't know which way to go with y'all. So I just write whatever it is that I like, okay? And that way, you know, whatever I feel like that story is requiring at the time. And that way it won't be any kind of gripe about it. But so that's pretty much it. I'm rambling on about what I have going on, but I hope that, you know, at least if you're one of my readers listening to this podcast, I guess I could call it, then that you would be able to follow me and understand what I have going on and appreciate it. So that's what I have as far as a writing standpoint. Now, as a publisher, for Imperial Publishing House, that's one of my publishing brands, Imperial Publishing House and Nayberry Publications are the two that I publish under. I have one author who I want you to check out that has a recent release, Love Levels by Fallon Gold. That is a really great book. With all of the books that I publish, I make sure that I read them before they go out. So with Love Levels, I sent it to editing. One, I trust and believe that Fallon can write a good story. She writes her ass off. She writes fast. And so I, when she said she had a story that she wanted to submit, I was like, girl, just bring it on, okay? So I sent it to editing, and the editor came with her suggestions. I sent those to Fallon. She went over them. Then I also went over the book, and it was really good. I was surprised that some of the girls on the sideline girls who were in the story, the little friendship clique, I can't think of the name of the street, but I want to say that the Brewer Street clique, and some of their actions, but this is a really good read. I think you should pick it up. It's about a man who is trying to get custody of his daughter and a woman who has too many bills, and they have a chance meeting. He asks her to be his babysitter, and boom, 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 things go on from there to romance, 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 and it doesn't take long before the romance begins, and it is spellbinding. It will not let you go. So make sure you pick up Love Levels by Fallon Gold. Also, I'm working on something from Carmen Lawrence. She has a book. Hopefully, it'll be out in the next couple of months. So it's an epic novel. When I say she wrote in that story, it's like close to 200,000 words in her story. So we are working to perfect those words, and we're going to pray over the fact that that's going to be out, and it's going to be a well-received story. It's called Her Passionate Lover. It's about a cougar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So since I'm 42, I think I should know a little bit about cougaring right now, even though I'm not letting the cougar loose. But, yeah, check out Love Levels by Fallon Gold, because that's available right now. Actually, follow me on Facebook at www.facebook.com. My first name, Shanae, spelled S-H-A-N-I, Books, B-O-O-K-S, Shanae Books. And you will see there that I have already posted a lot of our books that are available right now, to include Love Levels by Fallon Gold, Baby Mama by Tasha Damaya, Trust Thy Savage by Diamond Mahan, Inevitable by Katanya Kimbrough. I think her pen name is Colleen Taylor. Coming of Age Story, Unbreak My Heart by Kashinda Marsh. When the Heart Turns Cold by author Charlotte Marshall Murray. Echoes by King Ellie. And, of course, Chad, A Rockstar's Redemption by moi. I want you guys to know that we work very hard to bring these stories to you. And we do try to bring you some of the best of the best literature, some of the best of the best romance, mystery, drama, urban stories, and I want to thank everyone for rocking with me, who has been rocking with me, who's been rocking with my the writers on my team. Everyone is so great, and then I want to give a big shout out to all the writers on my team, anyone who's believed in, you know, okay, Shanae is doing her best to help me out and to help me get my career to the next level. Shout out to anybody who's worked with me before, who didn't think I did my best, you know. At the end of the day, I want success for everybody, and that's the what I believe for anybody that I've ever worked with. And, you know, whether we ended on good or bad terms, you know, shout out, baby. I look at what everybody's doing and checking them out, and I like to see progress amongst, you know, anyone who's in my circle or who has been in my circle. And so I'm going to end here, because there's no, like I said, I just wanted to touch base. It's not like I had a show written out. I didn't have, you know, what I talk about written out, so to speak, or a whole long list of things to talk about. I think we caught up with a lot just on the books that I've been writing, and the books that my team has been putting out, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, it's a lot of different books to check out. If you just type in Imperial Publishing House on Amazon, you'll come up with a slew of books. We've really been working these last 6 years, and I want you to check those out. Also, follow us on Facebook at, just type in Imperial Publishing House. You should see a gold logo. Follow us on Facebook. It'll be great to keep up with you there. And let us know, what would you like to, for me to, if, let's say if I were to come back to Blog Talk and start doing weekly shows, what would you like to hear? Would you like to hear some current events, like what's going on in the world with the Jesse Smollett's of the world, the Donald Trump's of the world, the Virginia Democrats, that's politics. Or would you like to hear about business? What can you do to enhance your business? Would you like to talk about life, things that you go through on a day-to-day basis, like dealing with adult children? Look, I'm telling my age, dealing with adult children. Or it could be anything. Wherever you are in your life, would you like to talk about some life goals? Would you like to talk about family? Would you like to talk about, I don't know, work, life balance? How to keep your car clean. I need that tip. Somebody need to give me that talk right now. Or just anything. I want you to hit me up and tell me what would you like to talk about. What can we do that would make this Blog Talk worth coming back in, actually spending the time, you know, to do it every week. Also, I guess another potential topic would be to just do author interviews, talk to different people in the industry, talk to authors, editors, reviewers, just different people in the industry, promoters, et cetera, to talk about ways that they've made their careers so that as an author, as a publisher, as a promoter, as a editor, et cetera, you'll know how to either break into the industry or how to improve your business or just be inspired by other people who are doing the same thing. So if you want to talk about that, let me know. With that being said, that's it, folks. That's all, folks. I will talk to you soon. Hopefully I'll get some feedback, and then we'll keep it moving from there. Until then, make sure you have a blessed day, a blessed night, a blessed evening, whatever time you're listening to this. And keep it moving, keep it positive, and we'll talk to you soon.